Thank you, my brother Pastor Giono, for Tamil lagi saya mau mengucap terima kasih untuk peluang ini untuk bertemu dengan anda. Saya sangat gembira bertemu tiap-tiap minggu pun boleh. You know, I am very grateful to my brother for the opportunity to meet, and as he said, actually we are meeting at this rate almost every week, and even more frequently than that through WhatsApp and telephone calls. But I think given the state of the world right now, it's all the more important for there to be very close coordination and communication between our permanent neighbor, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of Singapore. The first thing which I wanted to start off with is with a note of deep appreciation. I think you may be aware, on the 8th of May, three persons, one Indonesian and two Singaporeans, lost their lives at Mount Dukono in North Maluku. Both my brother and I express our deepest condolences to the families involved. But specifically for Singapore, I want to express our deepest appreciation to the search and rescue team. More than 150 professional Indonesian search and rescue personnel actually undertook significant risks for themselves in very difficult circumstances with a volcano that was still erupting, adverse weather conditions. They were at considerable risk, and those of us in Singapore who were following the search and rescue mission, you know, we were also hoping and praying for the safety of the search and rescue team. So, you know, this kind of instinctive looking out for one another and protecting each other in a time of crisis, this truly reflects the closeness of the hearts between Indonesians and Singaporeans, and I wanted to convey our deepest appreciation through my brother, Pak Subiono, to the team in North Maluku. So, terima kasih banyak. You know, this sort of things you cannot pay for or demand. You just hope and you rely on the strength of the relationship between our two countries. Beyond that, we also had a chance in our meeting just now to review our bilateral cooperation, and I'm here to tell you that our relations are in an excellent state. And Singapore and Indonesia have stood by each other in both good times and tough times. Whether it was COVID and now with the crisis in the Middle East, we have stood by each other, we've supported each other, and we will get through this crisis together. We reviewed the expanded framework agreement, which came into force in March 2024, and this covers our collaboration in defense, in airspace management, and in law enforcement. And the fact that we were able to settle these long-standing issues constructively and implement these agreements well is a very good sign of the strength of our bilateral relations. Our economies also remain mutually reliant on each other. Singapore and Indonesia are amongst each other's biggest trading partners, and Singapore has been Indonesia's largest foreign investor for more than a decade. And this reflects Singapore's confidence and belief in the long-term economic strength of Indonesia. So it's not just a matter of words, follow the money and the fact that we are voting with our investments as a affirmation of Indonesia's potential. We have bilateral projects like the Nongsa Digital Park in Batam, the Kendal Industrial Park in Central Java. These projects have continued to flourish, and we are also seeing good prospects for further growth, especially in the digital and green economy. And that's why we are looking for more opportunities to enhance our engagements with the large number of provinces in Indonesia. We're also looking for opportunities for Singapore and Indonesia to work more closely with Malaysia. So for instance, towards renewing the Singapore Johor Riau Island, we used to call this SIJORI for short. This is a partnership which I believe can deliver tremendous benefits to all three countries. And within our region, we also hope to see more investments in transport connectivity, digital projects, and also to bring to reality the ASEAN power grid. And I'm also particularly encouraged by the progress that we have made in the green economy. Indonesia has got vast potential in the energy space, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric. In fact, I see Indonesia as a superpower in energy. It's a matter of getting the investments to flow and getting these projects to fruition. We believe that Indonesia's economic development, Indonesia's plentiful energy potential, in fact, will also complement Singapore's role as a regional hub for technology and for infrastructure financing. And again, this will be another very meaningful way of synergy between our two countries. During last year's Singapore-Indonesia Leaders Retreat, Bapak President Prabowo and Prime Minister Lawrence Wong witnessed a milestone ceremony for projects in cross-border electricity trading and sustainable industrial development. We hope to see further developments in a concrete way to bring these projects another step forward. And let me also say a few words on the geopolitical context. We're all facing the consequences of a war far away from us in the Middle East, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, the impact on energy supplies to Asia and including Southeast Asia, the inflationary impact of higher energy prices, and also some fairly fundamental challenges to the international rules-based system. In fact, I was having a conversation with the Iranian foreign minister last night, and I took the opportunity to invite him to our region and to see how in our region, in the midst of great diversity but also great potential for development, the importance of regional peace, the importance of a rules-based world order, the importance of abiding by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, and the fact that the three countries, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore, have been able to maintain the Strait of Malacca and Singapore as open, safe, and vital waterway, and including the cooperative mechanisms that we have formulated pursuant to UNCLOS as a model, as a positive model that could apply to other areas in the world. So the point here again is that the success of Indonesia and the effective cooperation that we have in our region has a major impact on the prospects for ASEAN, but also can serve as a positive example for the rest of the world. So again, let me conclude by thanking you for your friendship, for your support, and for the many programs that we have rolled out and will continue to roll out for the future. So thank you very much, my dear friend.